Okay, now then. Do you know what? As I was preparing this, I just thought, I absolutely love leading this church. I absolutely love working with all of you. It is a pleasure. And you know, the amazing thing is, together, we are managing to pull this thing called church off. Woo! So thank you for everything that all of you do and for going on this journey with us as a leadership. And I just want to add my personal thanks to all of those that have already been expressed today. And you know, this church family is a fantastic church family. So thank you, everybody. And I do want to thank the leadership team. They've all been beavering around this morning. Mark and Ruth, Dave, Elaine, Susan, Jonathan and Ben. Do you know, guys, they are amazing examples of servant-hearted people. Thank you. It is an absolute joy to work with them and to see them pushing on, growing in their love for Jesus and for all of you. And Susan, who pulled together this morning, has done an amazing job. So thank you, Susan. It's been really great. I've got just a few minutes this morning. I've just got 3 points for you to ponder about serving. So the first one was, serving matters. And we've heard lots of reasons why people enjoy serving, but why does serving matter so much? Well, it isn't so that River Church can exist, although, do you know, it really couldn't without everything that you all do on a regular basis. It's not so that I don't have to do everything, though that's a really great relief. It's actually about our spiritual journey as individuals. It's about you and me drawing closer to God, loving him more, and loving others really well. Now, as you know, in Maidenhead, we've been asking the question, are we all growing in God? And are we all moving forward in our spiritual journey? So there's our spiritual journey. And again, Andy, brace yourselves. Here it is. So are we all moving along from exploring Jesus to growing in Jesus, to be people who are close to Jesus, to being people who are Jesus-centered? And you know, we've talked a lot about the Reveal survey that we've done and the work that went with that. And that shows really clearly from tons of statistical research done among hundreds of thousands of Christians around the world that in terms of organized church activities, serving is the most catalytic experience offered by the church. So in terms of organized church activities, serving experiences are vital to our spiritual development, which might surprise you, but there you go. Chris is, oh, thank you. I have this dry mouth thing when I stand up here to speak. So do you know, serving needs to be a really high priority for us if we are serious about growing in our relationship with Jesus. And you know that serving in any capacity, in whatever opportunity we can find, not necessarily just in the things that excite us. Susan mentioned at the moment, 61% of us serve 1 or 2 times a month. Do you know, if serving is so vital to our spiritual growth, then it would be great to increase those figures, wouldn't it? Because there we grow in our relationship with Jesus. And our second point to ponder, we become like Jesus. The spiritual journey that we go on, what it's about is becoming increasingly like Jesus. And Jesus was the servant of all of us. Matthew 20 tells us, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others." And I've been pondering this whole thing about being a servant. And I thought about that very familiar verse that we have in Philippians. Which we read often, don't we? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men. And I've highlighted that word form, and I was pondering that, and I went and I looked it up in the original language in the Bible and thought, I wonder what that actually means. And it can mean shape, which is what you'd think, but more deeply than that, it means nature. And some of our Bibles translate this verse like that. So Jesus had the nature of God, but he took on the nature of a servant. And you know, I actually usually think of serving as being something that I do. It's kind of a behaviour, a good behaviour that I do. But you know, that doesn't say Jesus behaved like a servant. It actually says that he took on the very nature of a servant inside, not just in outward action. It was who he was. It became who he was. And therefore, what he did merely expressed that servant heart, that servant nature within him. Jesus had the nature of God fully, and he also had the nature of a servant. God's nature in Jesus is in every one of us, and it is entirely bound up with being a servant. Now just think about that. The very nature of God is in you as you serve, in whatever capacity you do that. As I do what I do to serve, as you do what you do to serve, you're releasing the very nature, the very presence, the very being of God in yourself, but also over those you give yourself to. Do you know that's an absolute privilege? And it's a unique thing that we have. That life within us, that's God within us, is that nature of a servant, and we release that over one another. But you know, let's be really honest. It doesn't always feel great serving, does it? Sometimes it's not what we really want to do. And we actually see from the rest of the verse that Jesus had to make a decision. He had to choose to express that servant nature. So the verse goes on to say, this is Jesus being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and he became obedient to the point of death. Jesus had to do two things, even though he had that servant nature within him. He still had to humble himself and he still had to be obedient to what God was asking him to do. Now, I'm actually not going to ask anybody to die in serving River. You'd be very pleased to know. But there is a serious point, which is that quite often we are dying to our own desires, aren't we? We are dying to what we may want to do. And this is just our challenge, and it's our absolute joy to be consistently making choices like Jesus did to humble ourselves and to be obedient to God in serving others. And that came out in the video. People said, didn't they? I do it because God asked me to. And then what we see is the very nature of the servant God in us growing, taking precedence over our own selfish nature. Because we have that nature within us, don't we, that wants to do our own thing and feather our own nest. And actually, as we make these choices to humble ourselves and to choose to be obedient to God, we're actually working with the Holy Spirit to change that nature within us. The very presence of God is released in us and it's released through us. So I just encourage you to think about that next time you don't feel like serving. Because we all have those moments. Oh, it's just another thing on a rota. It's just another job I'm doing. It's just something else somebody's asking me to do. But do you know what? It's about your spiritual growth. It's about Jesus being formed in you. It's about you releasing the essence of God. It's about you walking in obedience to our Father God. And there's another encouragement. In Corinthians, Paul says, don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time. And I love that, you know, and I hang on to that regularly. It is never in vain. There is nothing that you or I do in the name of Jesus that is ever in vain. No act of serving, no matter how big or how small you see it, it can never be a waste of time. Because it forms the nature of Jesus in you and it blesses those around you. It is never a waste of time. And the third little point, releasing life. Elaine already touched on this as she prayed for our hospitality guys. But you know, as you bless people around you by serving them, no matter how small that matter of service is, you are honouring that person. You're laying your life down before them, even if all you're doing is opening the door for them or giving them a notice sheet or making them a cup of tea. You are honouring that person. And honour releases life. Ephesians tells us this, Honour your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Honour releases life. So when we serve one another, we are honouring one another. And when we do that, we release life. We release life in this church. Yeah, we release this place to be a place that is flowing with life. So to grow a great culture of joyful serving is so important. But we release life in ourselves. The life of Jesus flows even more strongly through us as we honour one another, as we lay ourselves down for one another. And you know, you'll find this hard to believe, but there are times when I get aggravated by people. There are times when I find it hard to love. There are times when I become more quick to judge, more quick to be critical. And I feel myself getting self-centred, getting self-absorbed. It's just kind of jars with me what's going on. And I know in those times what I need to do is serve. I know what I need to do is lay myself down. I need to make those decisions that Jesus made to humble myself, to be obedient and to serve, no matter what it feels like. Because then what I do is I allow the life of Jesus to begin to flow freely in me again, releasing life in me and blessing others. And that's just a choice that I've learned in myself when I see that happening. The way out of this is to serve. This is what I need to do. And you know, it would be fantastic if this was a place where we were actually fighting one another to serve, where there really weren't enough jobs to go around and we had to make jobs up. Wouldn't that be marvellous? Susan would just have a field day. It would just release so much life in this place. When we're crabby about doing things, it damps down the life of God. Do you know, but when we just go, I don't care, that might not be my thing, but I just want to give myself because I'm going to honour these people and serve these children, whether they're little or big, you know, I want to do that. We release life and generosity and blessing. So, just to conclude, I just want to urge you, don't neglect to serve. It is so vital for your spiritual growth. Maybe you're someone who at the moment feels stalled in your relationship with Jesus, or like me, a bit disgruntled or a bit ill at ease with life. Things aren't quite as you want them. Do you know what my advice would be? Start serving regularly to change what's going on in you and release more of the life of Jesus. This is not about me and Susan filling slots on a rota. This is about our spiritual health and our spiritual well-being. A couple of meetings ago, we talked about our vision in Maidenhead, following on from the Reveal survey. And if you were here, you might remember that we encouraged you to pick up one of these checks. And instead of investing financially into the vision, we were asking you to consider investing into your relationship with Jesus in 2014. Because without that, there's no life. And we want to be a place that brings life. So we gave out these checks and people filled in their names, tore off the check and put them into the offering basket, committing to invest in their relationship with Jesus. And people were encouraged to keep the stub. And as the year went on, to fill in things that might be those things the Holy Spirit was speaking to them about that would help them invest in their relationship with Jesus. Maybe this morning you found one of those things. Maybe you found actually, I'm going to serve. Might not be the thing that sets me alight, but I'm going to serve because actually I want to invest in my relationship with Jesus this year. Maybe in the past you felt grumpy about being asked to serve. We all do sometimes. Or maybe you felt that you've got to and you don't want to. Well, I hope that what I've been able to do is to shift your perspective on serving a little bit, because I just want us to grow in our relationships with Jesus. For our own sake, but also for the sake of our community out there. Because you've heard me say it before, a phrase pinched from Bill Hybels, this local church is the hope of the world. We have the hope for the world. And we need to be people who are flowing with life, flowing in our relationship with Jesus. So we go out there and we show people the way to life. If you're not serving, Or if you want to begin to serve more, contact me, talk to Susan, and let's explore together how you can begin to grow more of that nature of Jesus within you and move onward in your spiritual journey. But to all of you who are serving, this morning we focused on those who are helping to make our Sunday mornings and small groups happen, but there are many more. Susan highlighted it at the beginning, serving in our community projects and in many other ways that people serve. I just want to say thank you, because you are wonderful, every single one of you.